Good morning, mate.
Thanks very much for joining us once again. Sunday, Collingwood versus the Suns at 1:10. Any love for the Suns?
Yeah, a little bit. They won this game last year, and obviously Brody Grundy going out of that Collingwood team does assist them a little bit. A five-day break for Collingwood as well, coming off Anzac Day. So there's a few things in their favour. Obviously, that Collingwood have put together a pretty nice start to the season, so I think they're justified favourites. But the Gold Coast are no easy beat, so I certainly think they'll go pretty close.
Of course, Jack Ginnivan kicking 4-5 last week.
Kicked five, won the Anzac medal, first teenagers since Mark McGough in 2002 to win that medal. So, yeah, terrific. He's obviously been a talking point this year with the GoPros and some of his carry-on. But, I think the game needs characters, and he's definitely one of them.
Oh, that's the thing, isn't it? A lot of people saying, oh, you know, he's 19, he's flamboyant, he's this. But you also get some people that say, oh, the players are robots. They're doing the company line. So you can't win either way.
Yeah, spot on. I mean, I think we're always complaining when players don't give us honest answers and they're not raw, and he's being himself, and I don't think we should ever try to stifle that from the game.
I did like the fact that he was on AFL 360 the other day and, of course, gave a bit of love to Central Victoria because that's where he's from, and he said that when he was younger, he kicked 15 against a side, and then his dad, who was the coach, made him play for the other side so to try and even it up.
Yeah, one of the other many country footy stories that we've seen, you know, jumper swap and stuff like that. But no, he seems genuinely a pretty good character. He's obviously confident, but good on him.
And 4:40 also on Sunday, Sydney versus Brisbane.
Yeah, absolute ripper of a game. Match it around, obviously, in many respects. I know Geelong Fremantle's pretty big as well. But, it's a huge contest between two sides that are likely to finish top four, I would think, this year. Brisbane's record at the SCG, not excellent in recent times. They're more than capable of winning the game. It's probably a genuine 50-50, but maybe Sydney are slight favourites based on the fact that they obviously get it in their city.
Yeah. Darren Parkin is our AFL expert on the Big Brekkie on 1332. Let's talk about your side, Dasher, the St Kilda Football Club versus Port Adelaide. I know Ken Hinckley and the Port Adelaide side had a win. Is he still under pressure?
Probably. Obviously, when you've come off back-to-back top four finishes, you know, there's always that pressure on you to perform and deliver, and they've started poorly. They were good in the second half against Carlton a couple of weeks ago, and then obviously smashed West Coast last week. So this will be a different challenge for them. But, I think it shows that they're still up for the fight, the way they've played the last couple of games, that they, you know, they haven't turned it in yet. So that'll obviously make them dangerous.
But your side, St Kilda's, going well?
Yeah, it was five in a row, their longest winning streak since 2011. They've won a couple of interstate games. They've won games in a lot of different ways. So, yeah, they're going very nicely and setting themselves up, hopefully, for at the very least a finals appearance.
And, well, we've talked about your side, so let's talk about mine. And you mentioned it potentially being the game of the round, apart from the Sydney-Brisbane game, is the Cats and the Dockers down at GMHBA Stadium.
Yeah, huge game, huge opportunity for Fremantle, who have obviously won five of their six matches. They've won a game in Adelaide. They beat Essendon comfortably in Melbourne. So this is another assignment, still probably the toughest road trip in footy. Obviously, Brisbane at the Gabba would be similar, and for maybe if you're a genuine interstate side playing Melbourne at the MCG at the moment. But Geelong at Cadinia Park is a really, really tricky fixture, as we know. Fremantle have won down there in the past, but not for a long time. Matt Taberner out of the side hurts them a little bit with that hamstring. We saw Geelong beat another top side in Brisbane at Cadinia Park a couple of weeks ago. They do protect that fortress pretty well. So, yeah, Fremantle, probably the best chance they've had in a while to win down there, but you go with Geelong until proven otherwise, probably at Cadinia Park.
It is round seven of the AFL. Darren, really do appreciate your time this morning on the Big Brekkie.
No worries at all, anytime.
Thank you very much. It's 1332 4BU.